At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
And it's the final hour on this Meat Friday before we head to Arizona over the weekend. A Meat Friday at that, in case you're wondering. The Traeger grills have been fired up for the last couple of hours. Barbecue chicken sandwiches and chili tater tots for Fritzy. Who
Fabulous.
Has it better than we do?
Nobody.
And I did reach out to Traeger. Traeger's going to join us in Arizona. And I thought it'd be nice if we had Chad out there cooking for us. The Traeger grill's fired up every morning. King's Hawaiian is going to have a slider Wednesday, I think. How good is this? Going to be starting a little earlier out there. 7 o'clock local time there. Got to pace yourself. Marvin goes, this is my first Super Bowl. What do I need to know? I just said, just pace yourself. That's all. And get to bed at a reasonable time. You want to get squirrely? Wait until the weekend, maybe Friday night. Not Thursday night, because Friday's a big, you know, they're all big days. You can't, every day is a Super Bowl, as I tell you guys. Yes, Marv?
Hey, Thursday night.
No. No, because Friday.
Thirsty Thursdays.
No, well, you start early, but then make sure you get to bed, okay? Happy hour, go to bed, okay?
I live off of naps.
Okay, so do I, but there'll be bed check, just to let you know.
There's a bed check.
Yes, there is bed check. You in there, Fritzy? Oh, I don't want to go in.
Where else would I be in the hotel room? Yeah,
Fritzy's going to have his towel spread out and his lotions. And
how's the Chinese food in Arizona?
I have no idea.
I need to investigate that.
I have no idea. It's Usher Friday. Marv said he wanted to play Usher music, and I said, good. I'm not that familiar with Usher. I know who he is. I might have met him down the road somewhere, but you've been supplying Usher music today.
Yeah, we're talking about Vegas, and Usher has a Vegas residency.
Okay.
So that's how his name was brought up.
Okay. All right. I've recognized one song so far with Usher.
Well, Super Bowl week, we'll be in the club. What did you call it? The club. We'll be in the club, bottle full of bub, and then we'll...
Is that lyrics from Usher?
Actually, that's lyrics from 50 Cent, because he has a song called In the Club.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to go out, Arizona. Hey, Tuesday night, we'll go out.
You know who I love? Who could perform at every Super Bowl and I'd be fine? You guys want to guess? Paulie?
I know who your guy is. He's relatively young.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bruno Mars.
Yes.
You said this.
Yes, I love Bruno Mars. I mean, he's got sort of the Michael Jackson, James Brown feel.
High energy.
Yes.
Short like Prince.
Yeah, very short like Prince, but very good. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dpdanpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. We've covered a lot of ground today. LeBron, 63 points away from Kareem's record, and I'm thinking he's going to do it against the Milwaukee Bucks. The odds are he's got the Pelicans, then he's got Oklahoma City, and then he'll have the Milwaukee Bucks, which to me would be a nice little poetic moment there with Kareem. That's his first team that he played for was Milwaukee. And maybe LeBron breaks the record. Still waiting to see if I can get a prop bet on LeBron breaking the record by shooting a hook shot. Yes, Paulie.
You can get that because in the prop bet I have, it's layup, three-pointer, free throw, other. Other would count with the hook shot.
Yeah, but I want hook shot.
You want it defined.
Yes.
Because that's you could probably get really good odds there. Where $100 would probably win you $1,000 on that one.
Yeah, but that to me would be awesome if he did that as a tribute to Kareem, and hopefully Kareem is there in attendance. LeBron talking about the NBA scoring record last night after the comeback win against the Pacers.
I think it's one of the greatest records in sports in general. I think it's up there with the home run record, you know, in baseball. It's just one of those records that you just don't ever see or think that would be broken.
Well, it's different than the home run record because the home run record has controversy attached to it. To me, Hank Aaron's the all-time home run king. Barry Bonds has the most home runs, so there's an asterisk by this. You know, what LeBron is doing should be celebrated. It is incredible. He's not backing into it. He has been playing great basketball. Now, I don't know if there's another record that you would, have in comparison to this. I guess, you know, before the controversy with performance-enhancing drugs, then you would have said the home run record. But with basketball, standalone, and a lot of attention attached to this because it's LeBron, because it's the Lakers, and you're going to break Kareem's all-time record, hopefully it'll be rightfully celebrated. Keep in mind, Giannis had 54 last night, 20 in the fourth quarter. So he's had at least 50 points in three of his last 11 games. The Joker had a triple-double, a 22, 16, and 14. Man, it's almost like you're getting numb to this. Charles Barkley is going to join us coming up in a little bit. We'll talk to him about all of these numbers. By the way, we have a gambling podcast, and that's with Bad Larry. Dylan, the graphics guy, and Shea and Irving, and we just recorded it on Thursday. I mean, we do get around to talking about betting on sports, and sometimes we're betting on a lot of different things. Yeah, Paulie?
You walked out of the room after taping the podcast, like, those guys are crazy.
They are. They are absolutely crazy. They want to have a drinking game that's kind of a Wonderlic test and see who scores the highest. And I'm like, guys, we got to talk about, you know, actual gambling here. And they did. Here is Dylan telling us all the things that he's going to bet on leading up to the Super Bowl. You're going to bet on cornhole.
Yep, so there's obviously the men's and the women's finals, Dan. Obviously taking Cheyenne Boobenheim money line. -235 against Rosie Strecker, which are two of the coolest names I've ever seen, but Cheyenne Boobenheim was a name pick alone.
Anything else you're betting on here, Dylan?
Yep, for no reason whatsoever, I'm taking Arizona to make the Final Four in basketball, and that, +380.
That happened 22 years ago. That was Richard Jefferson, Gilbert Arenas.
Oh, wow.
That was so long ago. And then I got to get in early, Dan. Oscars bets. Taking Banshees of Inisherin to win Best Picture +225. I think that line's going to move way down. 4 units on that
one.
Four units.
It's a great movie, and I'm getting the value.
It is a great podcast, not because of me, but because of those guys at danpatrick.com. Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble with Bad Larry, Dylan the Graphics Guy, Shea and Irving.
That was hysterical.
They are...
Boobenheim.
They are entertaining. They are entertaining. All right, poll question for the final hour. Marvin's going to do the honors. Well, it's your month.
It is March 1st. We're back to normal.
Yep.
All right, so going off of... sorry. Donovan Mitchell and Dylan Brooks, their little, dust up yesterday. Hey, so the punishment.
Okay, I got to explain it, though.
Go ahead.
So Dylan Brooks is on the floor. He plays for Memphis. And Donovan Mitchell is above him, but not like taunting him. And Dylan Brooks takes the back of his hand. He punches Donovan Mitchell in the groin. And it'd be a cup check. And he did it on purpose. And then those two went at it. And Donovan Mitchell wanted to fight him. Okay, so you pick up your question from there.
All right, so what would you rather take as a punishment? Fine or suspension, or Donovan Mitchell gets to return the favor to Dylan Brooks?
Oh, I think I'd take the fine and the suspension over getting a cup check from Donovan Mitchell. Yeah, Paul.
But if you get suspended for a game, it could be like $70,000, $80,000. Getting hit in the junk, I mean, it hurts for like 10, 12 minutes, but is it so like any game going forward, Marvin, that they play against each other, Donovan Mitchell gets one free shot? No tech, no penalty?
yeah, I think, you know what? Hey, before the game, even before warmups, hey, let's just start. Hey, Dylan, get over here. The refs pull him over.
Come here.
Hey, Donovan, come on.
Take your punishment.
Hands up.
hands behind your back.
Hands behind your back. Donovan, go ahead. Yeah. You only have one. There's no do-overs. So just get him with one good one. But what if Dylan Brooks says, come on, our next game's in L.A., L.A. work?
Oh, well, I don't know his social life
deep
there.
Cut.
Yeah, don't know about that. But thank you, Mark.
That's what I would have thought.
Okay. A couple of phone calls in here. Let's see. Nathan in L.A. Hi, Nate. What's on your mind today?
Couple of things, Dan. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
I have a debate. I have a big debate question for you, and then I have a cautionary tale for the road, if we have time for that.
Okay. All right.
The debate question is, I'm having a hard time deciding on career achievements between Tom Brady and LeBron James.
Okay.
If you were to measure it all up, 7 titles for Brady, 5 titles for LeBron, 10 Super Bowls appearances versus 9, I believe, 9 finals appearances, all the records for Brady, LeBron's probably going to end up with 40K points if he gets to the end of his career, once he gets to the end of his career.
Well, let me ask you this, Nate. Who do you think has the more decorated resume?
On the field or on the court, I would say Brady by a small margin. But, like, it's harder because you could say 1 and 1A in terms of pure talent between Jordan and LeBron. I don't think people would put talent, from a talent standpoint, they would put Brady up at the level of Aaron Rodgers. So there's a more complicated debate in the quarterback world.
Yeah, and thank you. Plus the dramatic pauses there with Nathan. I really appreciate that. I thought we lost him.
Hello? Like, hello?
Tom is... they're very similar. But I think what LeBron does, you know, LeBron's got to play both ends. He's on the floor. It's 1 of 5. So he can have more of an impact on a game with his athleticism, with his greatness. Tom Brady can only be as good as, well, his offense, but also his defense, his field goal kicker. He relies on more people than LeBron does. LeBron doesn't get any, he doesn't get the credit he deserves for going to that many NBA finals. He doesn't. You know, we look at that as a knock that, well, yeah, okay, you lost a few there. Well, we don't use that with Michael Jordan, who didn't get to NBA finals. He won 6. He got to 6. Tom Brady getting to those Super Bowls, the number of Super Bowls, and the number of Super Bowl wins. When you win enough championships that we forget how many you have, you've had an incredible career. LeBron's going to be the all-time leading scorer and the all-time, where he's going to be top 5 in assists. Maybe, you know, top 3 in assists all-time. Brady does have, you know, passing yards and touchdowns. But I don't think we celebrate that the way we do what, you know, the stats in basketball. You know, all-time leader in passing yards, okay. He just barely passed Drew Brees, didn't he? You know, passing touchdowns. You know, used to be you got to 300 touchdowns, you were a Hall of Famer. Now getting to 500 touchdowns. But I would probably go LeBron with a better resume, decorated resume. But I don't think there's a wrong answer in that. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think Brady gets some bonus points for not being the most athletic guy and pulling off what he did? And vice versa, LeBron, it's like, you're 6'8", 260, fast, you can jump, you're agile, you have a handle. It's like all the gifts, it's a mixture of Shaq and Isaiah Thomas. You know, you got the physicality and you got the ball handling. There's never been anything like LeBron physically. No. He was a grown man at 19.
And he lived up to the hype. There was no hype for Brady. LeBron was 15. He's the chosen one at 15. And he actually surpassed the hype. I mean, Bryce Harper was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He's a really good player, probably a Hall of Famer. I don't know if he has surpassed the hype there, but LeBron has. Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, I was looking up high school basketball players on the cover of Sports Illustrated post-LeBron. Sebastian Telfair, Jabari Parker, Amani Bates. None of them even came remotely close. And I think in every title, it's like the best player since you know who, right? It's like the best, biggest high school prospect since LeBron. And none of them have lived up remotely close to it.
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, that's a... That LeBron cover, too, I think he was going into his senior year.
Yes, I think so.
I think it was spring of his junior year it may have come out. It wasn't like, you know, like he was 18 and it was in May of his senior year. Like, hey, look at this kid who's coming in. Like, he didn't even have his driver's license yet.
And I saw him play one basketball game in the tournament, and I saw him play a football game. And the football game stood out more than the basketball game because you're going, wait, that guy is... like a end. He's 6'8", and he could run. And you're going, he's unstoppable. And then you saw him on the basketball floor. Well, he didn't dominate scoring. He loved to pass. And here he is going to be the all-time leading scorer and one of the top passers in the history of the game. Charles Barkley joins us next, Dan Patrick Show. If your business has five or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Keep in mind, this isn't a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. And the challenge has been getting your hands on it. Well, we have partnered with GetRefunds.com. And the partnership is me telling you about GetRefunds, and then they can help you. They have a team of tax attorneys they put together, highly trained, little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and maybe they can help you as well. And they do all the work, no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. This is what you do. You go to GetRefunds.com. You can do it right now. Click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions. The payroll tax refund program is only available for a limited amount of time. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer the few questions, and maybe they can help you. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Right Brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Right Brand bacon.
Okay. A little more Usher that I'm not aware of.
Get romantic with your lady. Slow dance a little bit.
I don't need music. Yeah. You know, I found I'm slow dancing with my wife after dinner. You know, we're empty nesters.
In the kitchen?
Yes. Yeah.
That's so nice.
I dim the lights and I put on music. And my daughter was a buzzkill. She was there last night. We're like, you know, we usually dance. She goes, you can dance. I go, no. Kind of ruined the the moment there. Yeah, Paul.
You're Barry Whiter.
Well, who was it in Boca? What was his name?
Tim and Boca.
Tim sounded really, really white. If you're Tim and Boca, and he was calling me that we were the whitest guys or the whitest show or something, because we didn't know about it. He's the one that spurred on Usher here today. Right, Marv? Tim and Boca?
Hey, that's between you and Tim. I disagreed. I was like, I know far whiter.
All than us? Thank you. That's one of the nicest things you've ever said, Marvin. Yes, Paul.
Do you remember the first couple days when all four kids were out of the house? They were either out of college or in college, and there's nothing to clean up. There's no one to yell to get up.
It's really, really quiet. You don't realize how quiet a house can get when you got four kids and they're not in the house any longer. And I just was like, we got to talk. What do you know? How was your day? And I will say this, if you're an empty nester, you know this feeling. One of the first things you talk about in the morning is, what are we having for dinner? That's the big thing.
That's like, the plan?
Yeah. Like, hi, hon. Hi. What are we having for dinner? Oh, I don't know. I'm open to anything. Yeah, Paul.
What do you do when your wife's heard every story you've got? You got just no more. Like, I told my wife the story the other day about some grade school friend. She goes, oh, yeah, Tim in Glenwood. And I go, oh, I told you that? She goes, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just about out.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you're working on new material there.
you just make up stories?
Yeah, just make it up. Yes, Mark.
I do like the slow dancing. You know what? Something new. Get your daughter. Come on, move.
Yeah. No, but she was there, and it was great to see her. But, you know, you just dim the lights, put on some music, and good to go. No. Yeah. Now I'm going to do the dishes, baby. And then we might watch some Dateline.
This song is awesome, by the way.
Who is this?
Is that Peebo?
You hear Princey just break the mood there,
no,
by the way?
Yeah.
We had a once in
a
life.
No. Yeah.
Much better. This time we'll never. That song is so good.
Okay. Yeah, Marv.
Should I do a Fritzy playlist, or will you guys just not show up to work?
No, here's the problem. Fritzy sings. If you have a Fritzy playlist and he doesn't sing, then yeah, I'm all for that. But this is your month. You pick out the music.
That's right, everybody.
Yeah.
March 1st, we're back to Styx. <Yeah.
laughs> We're back to Bowie and The Doors, all of those.
Skynyrd.
Yeah, Lynyrd Skynyrd. Charles Barkley, kind enough to join us. Kind enough to leave town when we get out there to Arizona. Is that on purpose that you didn't want to at least give me the code to your house so I can go to the compound and play with your toys?
You know, Dan, we don't let many people in my neighborhood. I'm not going to lie. You know, it's just really unfortunate. I hate I'm not going to be there. I'm actually not going to be there the entire time, and that's really unfortunate. Mm. But I got to go to Allen LaForce's golf tournament, and I got to shoot some commercials. So, unfortunately, I will not be in town.
Okay.
I'm going to miss you, Dan, because I wanted you to come hang out at the house.
I want it. Man, how much weight have you lost?
I've lost about 60 pounds. I'm getting in shape, Dan. My doctor got on my ass. He said, you see a lot of fat young people. You don't see no fat old people because they're all dead. So he told me to get it together.
How are you doing it?
I got a great doctor. Her name is Jacqueline Pearson. She's got me on this realistic. It's just some type of drug, to be honest with you. I don't want people whining and complaining, but I'm taking some drug. I take a shot every week. Got about two more weeks to go. I've been on it for like 3 months, but things are going great.
Good. I want to have you. Do you have your Super Bowl bet? Did you place it?
Oh, Eagles all the way, brother. Eagles all the way.
Okay. You don't care the point spread. You've got them winning outright.
I think they're going to win no matter what. You know, but you know, they've been my team for a long time, and man, they've been the best team all year, to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah. And then you know, Jalen Hurts. Do you know him at all?
I know him a little bit. We did a thing back when Auburn beat him when he was at the University of Alabama. Wait, I shouldn't say it that wrong. Alabama University. He's a great kid. Shout out to him and whoever's been to work, man. He's really improved and he's fabulous as a quarterback. I cannot wait for the Super Bowl. You know, I got a lot of love for Travis Kelce, but man, I'm just pulling for my Eagles.
It feels like every night somebody's getting 50 points in the NBA, where it used to be, or 60. Back in the mid 90s when I was doing SportsCenter, if you got 50, you were leading SportsCenter. Now it's just like, oh, you only got 50? Did you get a triple-double? Like, what do you think is the biggest reason why we're seeing this scoring explosion?
Two things, lack of defense and the three-point shot. You know, Dan, everybody's playing small ball, so there's no rim protection. So if you have a night where you're making a bunch of threes, you're going to score. But you factor in everybody's playing small ball now. So even if you're not making threes, you're probably, number one, you're going to get a lot more free throws, but also you're going to get a lot more layups because everybody, you know, they made the game really, and I'm not trying to be the old guy. They made it like it's a three-point shooting contest every night. But and you're going to foul more. And like I say, there's no shot blockers in the game anymore.
But what would Shaq be in this, you know, today's NBA?
Well, see, and that's actually one of my biggest problems because you even got the 7-foot dummies out there shooting threes now. If I'm a big guy, I would love to play in today's game. Yeah, you're going to – maybe the guy I'm guarding going to make some threes, which most big guys ain't going to make enough threes to make a difference in the game. But I'm going to kill them in the paint. I'm going to do a great job offensive rebounding, and I'm going to get to the free throw line a lot. So they've kind of went overboard shooting the threes. But, you know, you can look at a guy like Joker, Embiid. There's a reason they're dominating. They're actually getting their big butts in the paint. And those probably are the two leading front runners for MVP. Because if you're a big guy, man, it's so easy now. Because, number one, you got so much more room to work with. Because with all the three-point shooters, you really get to go one-on-one every time. And you're not going to stop Embiid or the Joker one-on-one.
I think you had 56 in a playoff game and might have had one three. Three threes, two or three threes. But how would you be used in today's NBA?
Well, I'm not going to change my game. I'm going to be in the paint. Listen, like I say, whoever I'm playing against, they're not going to make enough threes to offset how many points I'm going to score and get my team in free throw foul trouble. So, like I say, and like, who are they going to put on me? They can't put one of them little small-ass dudes on me because I'm going to just murder him. So, I think the trade-off is better for me. Like I say, what Joel Embiid, Joker, what they're going to do as far as getting layups and dunks, and getting the other team in foul trouble, what am I going to do? You think I'm worried about my guy, a 7-foot guy or a 6'10 guy? Are they going to make enough threes to offset me? Hell no. I'm going to get my layups. Like I say, I'm going to get more space because they probably going to put more three-point shooters around me. So I would feel really good about my game. Even though I'm a post-up guy, I feel really good about my game if I play today.
I guess it's a Michael Jordan day, 2-3-23.
Well, I've known Michael Jordan a long time. I'm pretty sure every day is Michael Jordan day. When you got a couple, hey, Dan, when you got a couple $1 billion and you were Michael Jordan, I'm pretty damn sure every day is Michael Jordan day.
But would you trade your life for Michael Jordan's life with what he goes through? I mean, privacy and all of those things. You live you're a person. You're a man of the people. Would you trade your life for Mike's life?
I wouldn't trade my life for anybody's life. You know, man, I have exceeded. You know, you growing up in a small town of a couple thousand people in Alabama, you're not thinking you're going to grow up and be Charles Barkley. Man, I have been, and I'm not trying to be humble, or I'm just so lucky and blessed. I mean, I can't believe it. Dan, think about it. I'm growing up in the projects in a small town of a couple thousand people, and unfortunately, and no, I don't mean that unfortunately. Man, I'll be 60 in a couple weeks, and I'm on the Dan Patrick Show, and I'm not just saying this. You're one of the best to ever do it. Growing up in a small town of a couple thousand people, and 60 years later, I'm like, wow, I've been honored and blessed to be Charles Barkley, man. It's been pretty cool. Now, listen, Michael is the greatest, and LeBron and Kobe and Wayne Gretzky and Federer, all these guys are some of the greatest to ever do it. Serena, I don't want to leave her out. But, man, hey, as I say to myself sometimes, man, you did pretty good.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Are we celebrating LeBron enough?
Well, I want to say two things. I hope people have a great appreciation for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, how great that record is. So hopefully the one thing will come out of this, two things, excuse me, I apologize. Number one, the greatness of Kareem having this record, I mean, it's incredible. But I've said this before, I think that LeBron James, listen, you know, this debate, first of all, I always think the debate is silly. When guys have no talent, they go on TV and radio and say, Kobe, you know, they like to, who's the greatest? LeBron's been the greatest the last. Well, Kobe had a stretch where he was the greatest. Well, Tim Duncan had a stretch where he was the greatest. But I want to appreciate Kareem first. But I've said this before. LeBron, I think, has the greatest story, not just in basketball history, in sports history. We've never had a player, because as great as Kobe and Kevin Garnett, McGrady, and all those guys were, people forget they struggled when they came into the NBA. I've said this before, LeBron coming in at 18, being pretty good from the first day, and never really getting in trouble, especially when people are out to get you in today's social media, camera phones everywhere. I think he's had the greatest sports story of all time. And it's amazing that he's doing this 20 years later. But to be great from day one, or really good from day one, and never get in trouble, I think it's the greatest sports story of all time.
He's Charles Barkley, the Hall of Famer, TNT Inside the NBA. Better career accomplishments, LeBron or Tom Brady?
Tom Brady. Tom Brady. I think that we should appreciate Tom Brady more. You know, Dan, I'm going to explain why. Number one, you know, 10 Super Bowls is incredible. But the thing that's crazy, why I put football accomplishment ahead of basketball accomplishments, is, you know, every game in the NFL is a one game, you out and you're done.
Yeah, good point.
If you got Kareem, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Kobe, LeBron, Michael, you got the best player in every game. You can lose one game, you can lose two games, you can actually lose three games. But to have every game be a game seven, every game in the NFL is a game seven.
Yeah.
No matter how great your regular season was, to have every game be the end of your season, And for this man to make it to 10 Super Bowls and win 7, it's one of the greatest accomplishments in history. I mean, you know, playing against Michael, and like I said, I never played really against LeBron, but you got the best player. And you can, like I said, you can lose a bunch of games. But to have every game be a game 7, I think what Tom Brady accomplished, it's arguably, his career is unparalleled. I mean, I think about it. As great as Pat Mahomes is, think about that. As great as Pat Mahomes is, if he wins this Super Bowl, he's only got 2. He's only got 2, Dan. Think about that. And I love Pat, even though I'm going with my Eagles, and I love Travis Kelce. If they win, that he will only have 2. He got to get another handful.
Have you hung out with Brady at all?
I have, and he is the most humble, cool goat I've ever been around.
But what do you talk about?
I don't think we talk about sports. He's just, I tell people, and you can just tell, Dan, like when I heard Teddy Bruschi, and actually, you know, we had Von Miller on me and Ernie's podcast yesterday, and we talked about Tom, and he says, man, the craziest thing about Tom, you know, I didn't want to like him when I met him, but he was so, like, cool and humble. I was like, and this is Von Miller, one of the all-time greats, saying, yeah, man, Tom was talking to me like I was just like some guy he had just met on the street and he was caught, tied. And that's the way. When I've been around Tom, he's like, hey, Chuck, how you doing? Good to see you. And I'm saying to myself, this dude know he Tom Brady?
There are guys who are like that, Chuck. You know, Jordan was the same guy off the floor as he was on the floor. Guys turn it on and turn it off. And you know, you've seen greatness that they're able to do that. Some guys can't turn it on or off. Brady is very mild-mannered.
I've only met 2 GOATs who are like that. That's Tom and Wayne Gretzky. Those are the 2 GOATs who, like, they're really – now, listen, I love Michael and Tiger, but nobody's ever said, oh, man, they really nice guys. Nobody has ever said, oh, man. They said that Michael Jordan is the greatest player ever. They said, man, that Tiger Woods, the greatest golfer ever. But words ain't never been said. Oh, man, they're some nice guys.
They're really humble guys.
Yeah. But when you're around Tom, and like I say, Tom and Wayne are the 2 GOATs that I'm like, oh, yo, man, those dudes are really nice guys. And listen, Michael and Tiger, they just did it differently. But they're both 2, in my opinion, they're the 2 GOATs of their sports. But I ain't never heard somebody say, man, that Michael and Tiger are nice guys. Those are words never been spoken.
We'll miss you in Arizona. And if I do a drive-by at your compound, like there's nobody there going to shoot me, will there be?
Oh, there's a guard there.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Hey, right. Dan, because I hate – listen, no, you can't – I don't want people coming – neighbors coming by saying, hey, can I borrow sugar? Hell no.
Okay.
Go to the store and get your own damn sugar. I don't want – hey, Dan, I don't want surprises. I don't want people coming up to my house.
Okay, fair enough. We won't. We'll wait till you're there next time.
I hate that I'm gonna miss you though, Dan, because I really wanted to take you to play golf. I really did.
Yeah, because you're now playing well.
I'm playing great. I gotta go to Florida for Allie LaForce's golf tournament. She's the best, her and her husband Joe. Joe was a softball pitcher in his heyday. But I gotta shoot some commercials. But man, then you know what Chuck gonna do? He does. Me and the boys, I got about 10 or 15 of my friends.
Yeah.
We have been going to Vegas for the Super Bowl for 25 years.
Oh, boy.
So, oh, yeah. Hey, Dan, you know how I feel about gambling. It's a 50-50 chance. You're either going to win or you're going to lose. Hey, in my mind, that's 50-50.
But when you go to Vegas, you visit your money because you help build some of those buildings there.
Yeah, you know what? But I'm all, hey, listen, always go in with the right attitude. I'm going to get some good cars this trip. Yep. I'm going to get good cars this trip. My luck is going to change.
Yeah, of course. Good to talk to you, man. Safe travels.
Hey, man.
You're
hey,
the best.
Dan. You're the best, Dan. Thank you for having me.
All right, man. That's Charles Barkley. We'll come back. If you're watching on Peacock, we'll open up the Traeger Grills. Last call for phone calls back after this. Every week we talk about our friends at Panini America. We could talk about them every day. There's so many great things that they have. They're the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, not to mention the NFL, the NBA, UFC, also FIFA World Cup, collegiate sports. They got one-of-a-kind digital cards, the NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. Available in packs, or Panini's got public auctions that are located on the site. And they got the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Collectors can share the cards in the public gallery. And keep an eye out on the Panini NFT platform. Unique, one-of-a-kind VIP experiences. If you're an NFT holder, access to on-the-field experiences at NFL games, backstage at the UFC, and more. Panini NFT trading cards, giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. That's paniniamerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. We will be at Scottsdale Stadium. That's the home of the San Francisco Giants, their spring training home. And we want to thank the San Francisco Giants for letting us have the stadium the entire week. And we can't have an audience go to the show inside the stadium, but after every show, we will be available for a meet and greet to say hello to you. If you're out in the area around 10 a.m. local time, then we would love to see you. Say hello, take pictures. Fritzy will hug your girlfriend or wife. But, you know, look for the Sprinter van that we'll have out there that we will be giving away at this time next Friday. J.J. Watt will be our first guest in studio. Oh, for Paulie.
First one in, last one out.
Yes. Is he staying all week?
Absolutely.
He's going to get there?
He's going to help clean up. He's probably building the set right now.
I like it. All right. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. I don't take Charles Barkley for granted when he's on, but he's been a great friend for over 30 years. And we have fun. I love his perspective. Don't always agree with everything he says, does, but he is accountable for it. But what he said about Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods, you know, he's saying Tom Brady, and if you're around Gretzky, you would never know what he did for a living. Never. Because you look at him, you go, that dude, there is no way he played hockey. And if he did, he didn't play, you know, in the NHL. And he's so mild-mannered that it's disarming. And he would never, ever bring up what he's accomplished, ever. But the quote about Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods, hey, they're the greatest, they're the GOATs, but nobody's ever said, they're really nice guys. Because they are who they are on and off, you know, their playing fields. They're killers. They are. Final results of the poll question there, Toddler.
What would you rather take as a punishment stemming from Dylan Brooks' Donovan Mitchell incident last night? God. Fine or suspension, 67.5%. Getting hit in the groin to make up for what happened, 32.5%.
All right. Arizona sports, Super Bowl history there, Paulie.
Dan, now there's been, I think the first one was in 96. The first Super Bowl out there, was that Cowboys Steelers?
That was your hair's too puffy when I met with Fox Sports. And that's when David Hill, the president, didn't give me the job at Fox Sports.
I remember you came into the bar I was a doorman at that week.
Was that Downside Risk?
Yeah. You and the guys came there. Oh, yeah. Super Bowl 42 was 2008. That was in Glendale, and that was Brady versus Eli Manning.
Yeah.
And Eli Manning beat Brady, won the MVP. Super Bowl Arizona 2015, 49, Brady versus Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. You were at that one, of course.
Yes, I was.
And then this one, Super Bowl 2023, Larry Fitzgerald is the executive chair of the Super Bowl committee. Makes a lot of sense.
I've been to all of the Super Bowls in Arizona.
Not a bad place to be.
No, not at all. This day in sports history, Paulie.
1912, professional football sets the new rules. The field was shortened to 100 yards. I didn't know it was longer. Touchdowns were now worth 6 points instead of five. Four downs will be allowed instead of three, and the kickoff was removed from midfield to the 40-yard line. Changed the entire face of the NFL, or professional football.
Vinatieri kicked his field goal on this day, and that was Tom Brady's first Super Bowl, 2002. And we were looking at how big of an upset this was, that, you know, that they were underdogs against the greatest show on turf. And I remember the great sports writer Rick Riley said, that wasn't an upset. And he was the first guy, we had him after the fact on that Monday, and he goes, that wasn't an upset that the Patriots beat the greatest show on turf. All right, let me see. Derek in Virginia. Hi, Derek. We'll squeeze you in. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. There's no one funny than Sir Charles. I think it was Brian Regan, the comedian, that first brought up the concept of the interview question of a must-win game, and he said, no, we could lose tonight. We could lose tomorrow. We could lose the next one after that. We got to get four. But the reason for my call is Dilfer brought up the QB that changed the game, Cam Newton. My contention is that it's Michael Vick. Style, 10-year contract, $130 million, 3.7 guaranteed, $37 million guaranteed. So I think Michael changed the game.
All right. Well, thank you, Derek. Probably being from Virginia, maybe it's a home field advantage there for Michael Vick, for Derek. All right, go around the room. What you learned today, Todd?
Wilt Chamberlain supposedly blocked the Lew Alcindor Kareem Abdul-Jabbar hook shot once. Once.
Marvin?
Every day is Michael Jordan Day.
Paulie?
Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky, nice goats.
Todd, what did I learn today?
We all learned that Iowa's Caitlin Clark, best shooter in college basketball, men or women's game.
Yes, absolutely. Watch her play. We could talk about how it's complicated with other banks to make redeem credit card rewards possible. Or we could talk about how with Discover, redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. We'll talk to you on Monday. We'll be at Scottsdale Stadium. Hope you'll join us. Listening, watching, or joining us in person. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday right here on the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.